174. O ye spiritual friends of Abdu'l-Bahá, the letter ye had written hath been noted, its contents were most pleasing, and bespoke your firmness and steadfastness in the cause of God. That assembly resteth in the sheltering shade of the Lord of all bounties, and it is my hope that as beseemeth that body, it will be favoured and invigorated by the breathings of the Holy Spirit, and that day by day ye will love God in ever greater measure, and become more tightly bound to the beauty that abideth for ever, to Him who is the light of the world. For love of God and spiritual attraction do cleanse and purify the human heart, and dress it and adorn it with the spotless garment of holiness. And once the heart is entirely attached to the Lord, and bound over to the blessed perfection, then will the grace of God be revealed. This love is not of the body, but completely of the soul. And those souls whose inner being is lit by the love of God are even as spreading rays of light, and they shine out like stars of holiness in a pure and crystalline sky. For true love, real love, is the love for God, and this is sanctified beyond the notions and imaginings of men. Let God's beloved, each and every one, be the essence of purity, the very life of holiness, so that in every country they may become famed for their sanctity, independence of spirit, and meekness. Let them be cheered by draughts from the eternal cup of love for God, and make merry as they drink from the wine vaults of heaven. Let them behold the blessed beauty, and feel the flame and rapture of that meeting, and be struck dumb with awe and wonder. This is the station of the sincere. This is the way of the loyal. This is the brightness that shineth on the faces of those nigh unto God. Wherefore must the friends of God, with utter sanctity, with one accord, rise up in the Spirit, in unity with one another, to such a degree that they will become even as one being and one soul. On such a plane as this, physical bodies play no part, rather, doth the Spirit take over and rule, and when its power encompasseth all, then is spiritual union achieved. Strive ye by day and night to cultivate your unity to the fullest degree. Let your thoughts dwell on your own spiritual development, and close your eyes to the deficiencies of other souls. Act ye in such wise, showing forth pure and goodly deeds, and modesty and humility, that ye will cause others to be awakened. Never is it the wish of Abdu'l-Bahá to see any being hurt, nor will he make anyone to grieve, for man can receive no greater gift than this, that he rejoice another's heart. I beg of God that ye will be bringers of joy, even as are the angels in heaven.